Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, it's Ed Bondarenko.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
On this rainy
kind of feels
day.
Like morning when you walk in and it's all gray, right?
Like what Dick said, March comes in like a lion, goes out like a duck.
Well, there you go. Well, welcome to The Drift. And what we do every Saturday is go over the news that we put on the dailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Excellent. Yes, news from around the world, across the nation, and even right here at home sometimes if it's interesting enough for our national audience there. We're going to start with a little sponsor here and get a little business out of the way. It's springtime. You're going to be swapping over from heat to air conditioning. And you might want to get that air conditioning service checked.
Yes, sir.
AAA Service Network, AAAServiceNetwork.com, or you can call 734-864-4340, 734-864-4340. Get your air conditioning checked, but you can also do water heaters, water softeners, anything to do with HVAC, the softeners, appliance repair, sump pumps. Don't forget about the sump pumps. With all the spring rains that are coming, you may end up with a wet basement. You don't want that.
Check those battery backups on your sump pump.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it power. Ooh.
Yeah, it pays to do a little checkup. Right, and service AAA Service Network can certainly
or even
do that.
Home generators, repair. You know,
that's
one
of my big things I'd like to get done is put in a home generator. I just got to save up a little money and put it in my budget and just get it done because
it's handy when you're the only lights on in the neighborhood. You know, it's just
comforting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So AAA Service Network, 734-864-4340. Lots of locations, Brighton, South Lyon, and Ann Arbor, Whitmore Lake. So give Ed a call. He's a great guy, and he's got a great business, and he'll get somebody out to take care of whatever your needs are. So check him out. Okay. Interesting week. You didn't go to the Trump thing, did you?
No, I watched it. I watched a Facebook friend of mine, Dodge Dawn. Appear standing right or sitting and standing right behind the president on national television. Yeah,
nice. I watched most of the speech, and of course, I was thrilled because I find him entertaining as well as refreshing.
He pulled a Joe Lennard. Did you hear it?
No,
it got uncensored. Every other utterance of the
BS,
the BS. Yeah,
oh
got
yeah,
bleeped
yeah, yeah. I did hear it. Yes,
I was like, what?
Yeah, which, and I laughed, I chuckled, and I'm like, whoa, he's on fire tonight. And I saw somebody on Facebook was kind of, Trump's going into the gutter again. I'm like, you know what? Take the good with the bad. I'm frankly, if I wanted a politically correct person, we had those. Bushes, Clintons, whoever. And they got nothing done. I'll take a fresh, foul-mouthed president any day of the week if he's getting the job done, protecting the Constitution and protecting me and my interests.
You know, I don't want foul-mouthed, but there are some words that come into common acceptance. Like, we could say crap on the air. I'd have got my mouth washed out, you know?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The, you know, Paul in the Bible says, count it all dung. And there's another word for that, you know, but it comes right from the pulpit. Count it all dung. Dung's a word, you know? But if you were the president of the United States and you had just gone through everything he'd gone through, and now you're doing a victory lap, you're liable to get a little carried away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it was entertaining. It was good to see giant crowd inside, filled to capacity, giant crowd outside. And I think that bodes well for Michigan because I think the average Michigander, you've got your leftists and your never-Trumpers, but I think the average person is saying, you know what, he's doing the right things. No matter what, despite the fact, if he's got a 50% approval rating, despite everything the Democrats and the media have thrown at him, I think he's doing pretty well.
Is it Trump unleashed now?
I hope. I don't think you'll see him unleashed until after he starts a second term.
And I'm wondering if he's going to go after everybody after the second term.
After the second term, yep. Gloves are off. So you yep. might have to wait. Be patient, folks. I mean, a lot of us are looking at all those sealed indictments mm-hmm. and saying, oh, there's conspiracy. What's going to happen? You know what? Wait until January of 21
mm-hmm.
and see what happens, because that's when the unleashing begins. He's got nothing left to lose.
It's right? It's so obvious to anybody who's willing to look what conspired, what, yeah. you know, happened in this country of such a diabolical nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Rosenstein, do you think he had a come-to-Jesus moment with Trump? Do you think that I'm getting the impression that Rod Rosenstein actually has, in a sense, switched sides and may have in the background apologized to Trump for his behavior.
He may have. Obviously, some kind of a, whether it was a come to Jesus moment or whether it, I'll do whatever you say, don't put me in jail type of thing. I'm not going to say he has. I'm going to say he may have. And I think with Barr going in, that might have been something going on with Mueller, too. Barr might have come in and said, Mueller, what are you doing? Do you have anything or not? Well, no, but if I keep digging, maybe I'll find something. Be done with it.
Yeah, that's true.
You've been in here. That's you're true. Embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing the country. Finish it. And if you've got something, get the indictment. And here's what I want, because I'm so tired of seeing Adam Schiff and Maxine Waters and all these Democrats saying it's still there. Still saying all this stuff, right? You know what? What is special counsel? He's a prosecutor, correct? Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
He's a prosecutor. Prosecutor's job, indict or don't indict.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your options. I don't care whether he came out and said no collusion, no obstruction or not. Your job is to indict or not indict, period.
I wrote about this on my blog about exonerate, you know, and he was not exonerated. Well, it's not the prosecutor's job to exonerate. It isn't. The prosecutor, like you said, he indicts or he shuts up. If the prosecutor has nothing, he's not supposed to say anything. And Mueller pulled a Comey on this one.
Mm-hmm.
He started talking about it again, just like Comey did. That was wrong. It should have been, okay, I found nothing. End of story. Here's the report to Barr. Barr can do what he wants, but there's nothing. But to say I didn't say anything, I didn't exonerate him. You can't be exonerated until you were charged.
Yeah.
He wasn't charged, so there's nothing to exonerate. I mean, he was charged in the press, but in a legal sense, he wasn't charged.
Yeah. The other thing that bothers me is watching the Swalwell go after, trying to compare this, and I said this, I think, a couple weeks ago, right? They let Jussie Smollett off because Trump's getting off, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's two different cases. I'm sorry. In Smollett's case, he's guilty as all get out. The proof is there. The police department have it. They even released some of it.
It's still there.
It's still there. But you had 2 full years, $40 million worth of investigations going on Donald Trump, and you found nothing.
Zip.
No indictments.
Nada.
And the AG Barr comes out and gives his 4-page summary and says, this is what Rosenstein and I say. Yeah. Based on that, Mueller has not come out and said, oh, no, I didn't say that. None of those 19 people, including Weissman, is that the attack dog, bulldog Weissman? That was his top prosecutor, I think. Highly biased toward the Democratic Party, like
one
all of
the
people.
One of the gang of 19.
Yes, one of the gang of 19, the one that recently just walked away, and that was the big signal mm-hmm. that it's done, it's over. When the pit bull's gone, it's done. They found nothing.
And, you know, the president Barr can't just release this report unredacted. You know, granted, he offered executive privilege to the administration and says, do you want to review it for executive privilege? And Trump said, nah, let it go. Well, there's stuff, there are sources, particularly when we looked at the Russian side of things. How would we know what the Russians are doing? There's stuff that has to be redacted.
Yeah.
There's, for Nadler, Jerry Nadler to come out and say, you know, what? Oh, Nadler. I'm sorry. Yeah. For Jerry, what's his face, to come out and say, hey, you can't, you have to give it to me by Tuesday. What? That's just a political ploy to make Barr look like he's hiding something because he hasn't brought it out by Tuesday. It just makes that guy look like an idiot to anybody who's in the know.
And who the hell is Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, or Jerry Nadler, or Adam Schiff to say, you must give it? You're not the president nor the king. You will follow and get it when it's done and when the laws are applied to it. You know what I mean? Yep. You can't just release grand jury information like that.
No.
Go get... In fact, the court documents.
Nobody ever releases grand jury information. Ever. Never does grand jury information. It's supposed to be highly secret. The jurors aren't supposed to talk about what happens in a grand jury. Nobody is, because there's innocent people who get caught in this web, in this dragnet, and it's found that they're innocent, but their names get besmirched because they were part of this investigation. So nobody's supposed to say anything.
Yeah.
The thing is that he came out. Mueller came out and said, I got nothing.
You have to follow the law, right? It's that simple. Follow the law. It's that. And he's going to release everything he can following the law. And I'm hoping at that point, the president will say, good. You want further transparency? Here's the feces as well.
Oh, I can't wait.
I hope that is in the works. I hope it is in the works.
And I like what Trump said. He said, you know, I didn't release the FISA stuff because it would have been seen as obstruction of justice. If I did that, it would look like an attempt to discredit. Now that the report's out, the FISA stuff comes out unredacted.
I hope it does, because you know what? This needs to be followed up, and we've all been begging for it. We don't know if it'll happen, for a special counsel to look at A, the people who started this.
We don't need a special counsel. Yeah. We have a Department of Justice. We have an Attorney General. Sure, this is political, but it's going to look like political recrimination no matter what. Somebody still has to prosecute, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a special, and the American people are tired of special prosecutors. If you had a special prosecutor, all the ire that the American people has against Mueller and his not finding anything and wasting our time would then get transferred to whoever, you know, to the Trump team for having a special prosecutor going after the other side. We have a Department of Justice that just do their job, period. Oh, I'm sorry, it was a former president of the United States or a former presidential candidate of the United States or a former secretary of state or two.
Well,
you know what I mean? Too bad. The law is the law, and they're not above the law, like Jussie Smollett is.
Yeah, here's what I would like to see. I'd like to see a special prosecutor. You know who I'd like to see? Someone who I know is above board, beyond question, as fair and impartial. You know who it is?
Mark Levin.
Not Mark Levin. Alan Dershowitz.
Ooh.
Voted for Hillary.
Ooh.
Put him on the case. Say, you know what? I'm going to make you a special prosecutor. I want you to, A, go after all the FISA stuff, and then look into all the things that
he's already lost all his friends on the left anyhow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For him, it would be the end of the final career move, I think, for him, because he's an older guy. But I trust him emphatically. I really do, because I know he's a liberal. I know he's not a Republican or conservative by any stretch of the imagination, but he's a constitutionalist,
yeah,
at least from everything I've
seen. And he has integrity and ethics. That's been demonstrated.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of Jussie Smollett, let's take a call from Jimmy in Manchester. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing today? I agree with you. Alan Dershowitz is a classical liberal, not a liberal like we think of him.
Not a progressive.
Yeah.
Right, he's a good man. Now, the Jussie Smollett thing, how can they take $10,000 in fines from him and you know, give him community service posthumously? I don't know.
Time served.
You know, yeah, after the fact, yeah, time served, when they haven't had a trial. What judge put his name on that? And the police want $130,000 in bribe money from him, or they're going to do something to him. This is an absolute miscarriage of justice. If they're going to drop the charges, they got to give him his money back and let him go.
Well, he allegedly volunteered his money, his deposit, that $10,000. Allegedly, that's what he volunteered.
Well, then that's extortion. That's a bribe.
Yes. Now
the Chicago Police Department says, by the way, you owe us, what, $113 also?
Or something.
$130, I think, was what it was.
$130, that's what I thought it was.
And if he doesn't pay it in a week, it goes to well over $300. And it's not like Smollett can't pay it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's got money. He was making $1 million an episode, I think, right?
Something close.
And he wasn't happy about it.
Yeah. The judge made him do it.
Yeah. So So I don't think he's scot-free, though. I think that the Chicago Police Department is going to hammer him in any way, shape, or form. There's going to be some civil lawsuits.
I'm saying what they're doing is illegal. The cops. That's total extortion. Right on its face.
Well, it's not
what he did or anything like that. But
no.
if the charges are dropped, that's a done deal.
Cops would have their way. He'd be in their jail. I mean, they're
I know. I understand that. But they can't do... You got to get a judge to steal money from you. I don't care what anybody says.
No,
there is yeah, there is a law in Chicago. It's on the books that they can go after compensation for either fire department, like if you start a fire and the fire department comes out, and if there's investigations going on. There's a law in the books in Chicago that allows the police department to go after him for the $130.
I bet they got to have a judge to go after you, though. They can't just do that on their own.
If you break...
What kind of power does that? If that's the law, then the law is an ass.
Hey, think... Yeah. Well, it is. Think
the
law is
there. It's
think
Chicago.
Of civil forfeiture as it stands right now.
Right.
Where
mm-hmm.
they find $10,000 on you in your pocket and a doobie that you're a dealer, and they take your $10,000 and kiss it goodbye, and the car you were driving in. But the good news about that one is that there was a case recently where a guy was... He came into some money... He was in rehab. He got clean, okay? Then he inherited some money, and he bought a $40,000 Navigator or something like that, and he was driving that around. Then he lost his job, and then something happened, and he had some dope on him, and he got pulled over, and the police confiscated his $40,000 Navigator. And he went to the courts, and the courts ruled in his favor, saying that was an unjust taking, that the punishment was unsuited to the crime. So,
right, exactly.
Yeah. That's federal law that's going to overturn that nonsense.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with that. We have laws that are absolutely wrong. And there's no trial, no jury. I mean, that's why I'm standing up for Jesse Smollett. I believe he's guilty. He should be in jail. But if they're going to let him go, then they got to let him go.
They got to do the right thing.
Well, I don't know. It's a complicated web they're weaving out there, but I don't think they're done with him. I think the FBI is going to hit him
post
with something.
Office.
Well, no,
post
I think
office will
hit
him with something.
Fraud. Yeah, I do. But.
Yeah. And the Chicago police are not done with him. I can guarantee you that.
He better never jaywalk in his life again. I don't care if Kamala Harris is his aunt or what.
Yeah, that's it. All right, well, great call. I appreciate it.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You know, that brings up the fact that a lot of people don't know that his aunt is Kamala Harris.
His aunt?
Yes, I believe it's his aunt. And so, you know, he was out campaigning for her. You got pictures of him hanging around with Michelle or Michael Obama or whatever his name is. And, you know, it's a slap in the face of ordinary Americans, you know, who get a ticket from a cop for a cracked windshield and have to go pay $250 for obstructing traffic.
Yeah, well, you know, that's Chicago, right? So what bothered me most about that, bringing us back around, was the fact that Swalwell likes to keep bringing this back up. Well, if Smollett got off, despite the fact that there might have been or might not have been proof, well, Trump's getting off, and he's getting off. And the difference is there's $40 million, 19 lawyers, 2 years' worth of investigation into Trump, and you found nothing, versus a few weeks or months of Jesse Smollett, and they found everything.
Yeah,
hello?
A quick glance.
The one report said they found the magazine that had the letters cut out from the letter he sent.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
I don't have a copy of it, but that's what I saw on a
What is it? Those guys put on white face to attack him now? Is that what I heard?
I'm doubting that.
What?
I think that's just the red herring that they're throwing out there. I'm not buying that on any stretch.
How racist of them.
Yeah, exactly. Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. You know, that whole thing about Smollett, the story goes that he left that noose around his neck for an hour and a half. That was the first and only thing I needed to hear to know the whole thing was a setup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It just doesn't ring true. If you would take that thing off immediately and throw it in the garbage. And the president, a couple nights ago, beautiful. I mean, if the rest of the country would get on board, we would be firing on all four cylinders. We'd be up in the atmosphere. We'd be the greatest country that ever existed tenfold if these moron Democrats would just get on board. You know, and the thing I'm all pissed off about is over the last several years, decades, our government, our federal government, has allowed a foreign hostile nation, our neighbor to the south, Mexico, a failed state, a narco state, now has more control over our economy than we do, apparently. They're telling us if we shut our border down, our economy is going to collapse. Well, we never should have allowed our country to be put in a position to be controlled economically by a foreign state. That's ridiculous. So shut the border down, take our lumps on our economy, rebuild our economy, bring everything home. In World War II, the Russians literally moved their entire industrial base 500 or 600 miles west, east, over the rural mountains to get away from the Nazis. If they can do that in the time of war, we can do it right now. Just bring everything home, reestablish the supply line for the cars in America, and have done with it, and shut that border down.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not worried about it, because, number one, I know it won't last long.
But it would shut down some auto plants.
It certainly
and
will.
And suppliers.
It certainly
There's
will.
A lot of suppliers that supply to Mexico.
Yep. Oh, yeah, including companies that I work with.
And parts
right?
that come from there up to here.
You know what that'll tell people? Yeah, you might want to keep your stuff at home.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's a great signal that you should. You take the risk when you go to a country like Mexico. Sure,
treat
you got
it like
cheap
a
labor.
51st state.
Yeah, but have you ever thought about the big picture of having your plants in Mexico? Security issues, some possible hostage people. I know friends that go down there all
vehicles.
The time. They have to have guards with them.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you want to take that chance? I don't know.
And what about all these mass graves? I mean, people disappear down there more than they do in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're worried about agriculture. Like, we're not going to get our avocados. Well, if our guys can't sell their soybeans to Russia or China, well, then grow avocados and sell them to America. I mean, get a grip.
Yeah. You know what it is. So we've got Cinco de Mayo Day coming up, and we can use the pressure of the avocado to get the Mexicans to play along and stop these caravans from coming north.
Oh, avocado diplomacy.
Avocado diplomacy. You hit it right on the head, man.
I was reading a report that said these high-end restaurants are starting to stop selling avocado products, even though they're the most popular products, because of their effect on climate change. All of the environmental impact that avocados are having on agriculture right now, because everybody's racing to grow them, and the petroleum it takes to cultivate them, yes, and harvest them and everything. That there's too big a footprint that avocados is placing on our environment. And so these restaurants are actually refusing to sell these products. Like, are you kidding me?
Well, what's going to happen to tequila then?
That's a good question, because you know what? We can't grow agave plants in
California. Does
California, I guess you can, or even southern states, I guess you could, right? But
well, actually, people have so many choices in their alcoholic beverages. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I think if anything happens, it's going to happen very short, and it's part of Donald Trump in a negotiation. And they should be. Yep. Doggone it. The Mexican government should have their army down. Control your own country. Why the hell are you letting these people cross the entire length of your country unabated and do whatever they want coming up to all the little villages? They've destroyed Tijuana.
I think you just quoted President Trump there. I think you just quoted President Trump. Why are you letting them come across your country?
Yeah, it's... They must be so crooked. The Mexican government has got to be so crooked that they're getting something from this. Is George Soros paying people in Mexico?
The narcos
government,
are paying them.
The narcos, whoever.
I mean, they're owned by the narcos. Well, I mean, the federal.
So is the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Somebody's paying them, obviously, to leave the dang border open. That's what's going on.
Well, that's because they get all these voters out of the deal, too.
Is it?
You know?
Yeah. Are you sure? I'd like somebody to check their bank accounts, because I'm betting somewhere there's a trail of money going to the Democratic Party or people
I've heard
in
as
the Democratic
much.
Party.
I've heard as much. I don't know that it's been proved, but I've certainly heard the charges.
All right. Anything else, Gary?
Yeah. I saw Don last night or on the show, and I found it hard to concentrate on what the president was saying. She's so pretty.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks for sitting in last week.
Hey, you bet. No problem. Anytime, brother.
Yeah, you did a great job. Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
What?
Yeah, I just... shut the border down. I'm fine with it. I know it won't be long. It's a good threat. I think it needs to be done to show Mexico that we're serious. This is a problem. You can't have a 20,000. That's the latest one. The big one coming up from Honduras now. Another 20,000? Crazy.
Yep.
All right. We've got a couple of callers online. Hang in there, you guys. We'll get you on the other side of the break. See you on the other side.
Headed somewhere. How do they keep up on the latest news and information? They listen to Wham, just like you. If you have a product or business to advertise, your message can reach these listeners wherever they are. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues discussed by hosts like Theron X, Steve Gruber, and Joe Pags. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise with Wham Radio, 1600 AM, 92.7 FM. You'd be insane to be anyplace else.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. Presidential politicking in his birthplace of El Paso, Texas. Democrat Beto O'Rourke launches his grassroots campaign.
It's the same city where Amy and I are raising our three kids. And perhaps most importantly, El Paso to me represents America at its very best.
More than a dozen Democrats are vying for the 2020 nomination. No satisfaction here. Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger is not feeling well.
Rolling Stones are postponing their upcoming tour dates in the U.S. and Canada so Mick Jagger can receive medical treatment. The band released a statement saying Mick has been advised by doctors that he cannot go on tour at this time. And Jagger posted on Twitter, "I'm devastated for having to postpone the tour, but I will be working very hard to be back on stage as soon as I can."
Fox's Brian Bentley, Jagger's expected to make a full recovery. This is Fox News.
No shots, no drills, no pain. Got your attention? Patients are excited about the latest in dental technology available at Dr. Michael Singleton DDS in Saline. If you're like many people, fear can keep you from going to the dentist for needed care. However, now with the Soleil laser technology, there is no fear. That's right, with Dr. Singleton's Soleil laser, there's no fear in going to the dentist. Stop putting off your dental visit and call Dr. Michael Singleton today at 734-429-7415 or stop by 1801 North Ann Arbor Street in Saline. Online at singletonsmiles.com. That's singletonsmiles.com. No shots, no drills, no pain.
Call Dr. Michael Singleton in Saline today at 734-429-7415. That's 734-429-7415.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing resort-like care facilities you've ever seen. Their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. And in their pursuit of excellence, WellBridge asks each guest to complete a customer satisfaction survey after their stay. To date, they've earned a satisfaction rate of 100%. Here are some of the comments received. "This is my home away from home. This place is outstanding and everyone is super kind. I am beyond pleased with all the care I received. The staff is so passionate for what they do and it shows. This was my mother's third stay here and she always loves it. I've referred this place to many already. My stay has been fantastic. For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team. Learn more at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to The Drift in studio with me. It's Ed Bondarenka.
Hi.
Catch you off guard, didn't I? Let's take care of a little business before we get back into the show here. It's spring. It's time to probably upgrade your tractor or buy a tractor if you don't have one for your property or your or lawns or whatever you've got. And Aishelman Equipment, right, conveniently located off 6 Mile Road in US 23, right there in Whitmore Lake, 734-994-6000. 734-994-6000, or you can go to aishelman.com. That's AESCHLIMAN.com. It's a toughie. But they've got Bad Boy mowers. The Rebel models look awesome here, and you can see the in the current, the ads for it. Coyote diesel 4x4s and all kinds of tractors, LS tractors and Coyote tractors. Get yourself a new tractor. It's don't break your own back trying to do work around the house. Spend a little money. Get yourself a tractor. You'll get your money's worth out of them. And they're fun to drive.
Yeah.
I always like to stop and see Mark, and I'm always like, can I take that one for a ride? And he's like, no, you can't take it for a ride. Buy it. You can ride it. So 734-994-6000. Give Mark a call.
I have a tractor story. I was in a snowstorm down south, huge snowstorm, blizzard down south. We were doing, there was martial law. We're driving convoys. We're driving the big deuce and a half army trucks back and forth, picking up people. We get together at the end and we're talking at the courthouse, and this one farmer's there, and he's saying, yeah, I was going to pull this Cadillac out of the ditch with my tractor. And the caddy owner says, you're not pulling my $8,000 Cadillac. This is 1972, folks. My $8,000 Cadillac out of the ditch with a tractor. And the guy says, yeah, what am I thinking? My $14,000 air-conditioned heated tractor. Are you kidding me? The one with the sound system?
Right.
No, I'm not pulling your caddy out. See ya.
See ya. Bye-bye. I'll take that for you. We were talking a little border action, and let's take a call from Randy, who's been waiting patiently. Randy, welcome to the show.
Okay. You were talking about the industry that's moved down to Mexico and the issues if we were to close the border. And, boy, that certainly sounds like a book I read one time. The book was called Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. And it was exactly what you were just saying, you know, that these industries that went down there kind of played a game because the industries got nationalized in Mexico, and the characters in the book, the railroad and the copper mining industry, they had played a game back on Mexico so that when they did the nationalization of the industries, they really didn't get anything but some junk equipment.
Right. Well, it's the choice you make. You can have local and maybe pay a little more, or you can go overseas or over to the next country. But there's a cost factor to that. You may get cheaper labor, but you're going to have higher security. You're going to have additional transportation. And in this case, you may end up with a problem with either tariffs or, in this case, maybe a border shutdown.
You know, I got to tell you, there, when you go down, back in the day when you said Metamoros and you said Mexican shops supplying parts at the start of NAFTA, you were talking about machine shops with dirt floors. Now you're talking about huge auto factories that are satisfying North American needs, and they've got the latest and greatest. They're newer factories than you see in the United States because our factories have been renovated. Yeah. Those have been built from the ground up with the latest equipment.
Yeah,
and it's not a good idea.
Yeah. What else you got there, Randy?
No, that was it. It just, you know, as you were talking, it came right to my mind that, gee whiz, I've already read this story once.
and if you have not read Atlas Shrugged, do yourself a favor. Go buy a copy, read it, and then give it to your children to read. Because this love of socialism that children seem to have nowadays, if you read it, they'll understand it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right, great call, Randy. I appreciate it.
All righty.
That have reminds me of the
good
poster.
Show.
Yeah, you thank you. Let's take a call from Tom in Detroit. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I keep thinking about it every time I hear about these caravans. And, you know, if I take them at their word that these are people, they're fleeing criminals, and things are that bad where they're willing to, you know, move all that distance, you know, to get away from that, you know, that persecution from criminals, what have you. You know, I mean, they don't have a Second Amendment. Yeah, you know, I mean, why do they think this is happening to them? You know, they have great weather down there. They have, you know, tropical fruits. It should be paradise, except the people are being victimized, just like they're being victimized in Mexico. You know, if I've heard all kind of reports of mass graves and things like that of people in Mexico because of the drug money. The gangs just take over and run roughshod.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen so much here. And it won't as long as, and I mean, you know, bad things happen to good people. And, you know, nowadays, everything bad that happens with a gun, they can show it on the news because we got computers, we got satellites, you know, for the whole world, we got to have this in our living room during the news broadcast. And these families, it's a big deal if they lose somebody to them.
Yeah. But it doesn't show
everybody else.
They don't show the people whose lives are saved by owning a gun.
Yeah, that's what we should start doing on the show. Do a little read out of the NRA magazine.
Yeah, the American Rifleman.
Dig up a couple of those every week, and we'll start doing that.
Okay. I
thought about that
before.
I like
that idea.
We'll start doing that. So, well, great point, because the Second Amendment is, for our country, the great equalizer, mm-hmm. right? Criminals come into your town. Criminals come into your neighborhood. If you can defend yourself, you and your neighbors can defend yourself, and you're equally armed as the drug dealers and the gangs, then you can fight back.
When you read the NRA articles, 9 times out of 10, the bad guy might have a gun drawn on you, and when you draw on him, he runs.
Yeah.
He doesn't shoot. He runs.
Yeah, you know, wicked flee even when no one's chasing them, you know?
Yeah.
They don't want to meet Jesus, you know?
That's right. That's right.
They know it.
Yeah, great call, Tom. Appreciate it.
Hey.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Gary, before we go on, you said teaching your children.
Mm-hmm.
There's 7 things every kid needs to hear. 1 is, I love you. 2 is, I'm proud of you. 3 is, I'm sorry. 4, I forgive you. 5, I'm listening. 6, communism has failed every time it's tried. And 7, you've got what it takes.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's nice. I say most of those to my kid all the time.
Yeah. Communism has failed every time it's been tried.
Oh, my son knows. He knows social. Because I tell him, I said, I want the report from school because he goes to Plymouth Canton schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not particularly happy that they spend a little more time teaching about Islam than they do Christianity. And it should be equal. Mm-hmm. If you're going to teach it at all, mm-hmm. teach it equally. And I'm not happy.
In Canton, they should be teaching Hindi. In Canada, they should be teaching Hindi. They shouldn't even be teaching the Koran.
It's not politically advantageous for them to be doing that, right? But it is what it is. Let's take a quick call from Ken before we go on, because I want to get back to our buddy Adam Schiff here. But let's take a call from Ken and see what he's got. Ken, go ahead. You want to talk about Atlas Shrugged?
Yeah, well, you're recommending that people buy that, read it, and share it. And I say that a better book to buy and share is the Holy Bible.
I agree.
Because, there you go. You'll get no argument from me on that.
Well, because the one fact that we're dealing with in our society today, especially with the Democrats, is their willingness to completely throw out the window anything to do with God, which, of course, has to do with thou shalt not, you know, morality. And it's important to stress one fact, and this is something that the former Soviet Union learned the hard way. A nation cannot stand with a nation cannot survive without belief in a God, without God, without morals. In fact, the first thing the Soviet Union did when they collapsed, when they were trying to rebuild, is they re-invited back into the country. My church was one of them. Re-invited back into the country all those Christian churches that had been established before the Russian Revolution. And they did that because they saw, hey, we have a country, no morals, and they realized a country that doesn't have morals can't survive.
Yeah,
and what are we doing in America? We're doing exactly what they did.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And here's what bothers me, though. So the Democrats and the progressives have done everything they can to get rid of Christianity, and they downplay it, they sue, they do everything they can to remove it in the schools, and yet they're completely welcoming to Islam into the schools, into our society. Where is the equality there? Why are you trying to get rid of Christianity, and yet you want to replace it with Islam?
And like I said last week, I have no problem with Muslims in this country. You know,
just don't push it on me.
Exactly. Give us a fair shake, because in a debate between Christianity and Islam, Christianity has the better deal. You know, the marketplace of free ideas.
What you just said, though, now, you have to keep in mind that Islam is just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than Nazism. So I have to disagree with that idea that it's okay to have them in the country, because it's not okay. It's dangerous.
Yeah. I tweeted out this week that the Democrats and the progressives seem to be allying themselves with Islam. Why? Because it's a control mechanism. In Islam, they control you. It's a way of controlling everybody in the society. And that's what the Democrats want. They want complete and utter control over every aspect of your life. And that's what Islam is. It's not a religion.
I understand
it's a control
that
mechanism.
And to Ken's point,
well, you know what they're going to do? Here's what the Democrats think they're going to do. It's common sense. They look at it as, we will use Islam as a weapon to destroy everybody else.
I agree.
And then once everybody else has been destroyed, they think then, okay, now we'll turn our guns on Islam and wipe them out. That's how the Democrats think.
Okay, I'm trying to be practical here. Unless we get the kind of government you don't want to see, we're not going to be kicking all of the any Muslim out of this country, or all of the Muslims out of this country. It's not going to happen. So if you're talking about having a free exchange of ideas and an open debate and a level playing field, Christianity will knock the socks off of Islam every time. It's only when Christianity is suppressed by the media and by the government, then that Islam gets the upper hand, because there's no challenge to it. Now, Ken, tell me, who's stronger, your God or Allah?
Well, here's the fact
you didn't answer me.
I deal with.
Well, you didn't answer me.
Here's the fact. Well, there's only one God, and that's my God. The Trinity is the only real God that exists. We know that.
Well, then you answered my question.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the point I was trying to make, though, is this. What the Bible shows me very clearly, the war on earth, the devil wins.
Okay.
But Jesus, through his second coming, wins the final battle.
Yeah, he will. Well, we're taking this in for another show. I don't want to get into the religious aspect. We've got lots of them. But I understand where you're coming from, Ken. So great call as always. I appreciate it, man.
Promote morality. That's the key.
That's the key. Exactly. All right, Ken. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'm not the defeatist that says, I know how it ends. I know that Jesus wins in the end. That's it. I know there's troubles before that. There's a tribulation and Antichrist. But there's no time. I'm stopping the fight until that point.
A pugilist, man.
Yes.
You're a pugilist.
Yes.
All right. So I wanted to get back to this. We got I don't know how our show got so twisted around.
I don't know.
I had an agenda set, and everybody. But that's all right. You guys can.
Order, Schiff, what do you want to do?
We're going to go back to Schiff, because I wanted people to hear the total hypocrisy of Mr. Pencilneck Schiff.
Where have I heard that before?
I laughed so
hard.
You're
quoting a great man.
it's amazing how he can literally – that's stuck now. It's all over Twitter and Facebook. The pencil neck, the memes are off the hook. It's just crazy.
Well, he's got the crazy bulging eyes that all the Dems have, you know?
He's probably on adenochrome or cocaine or something else. It's like that Beto O'Rourke. There's something going – that guy's tweaking, man. There's something wrong with him, too. I'm telling you, there's something going on. There's some chemical. There's some drug involved here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
making these
people absolutely
crazy.
He
acts manic.
Yeah, you look in their faces. They all have that bug-eyed look, don't
mm-hmm.
they? All right, well, anyways, I was proud of the Republicans this week on the Intel committee, because 9 of them signed and stood up and said, we think you should resign. And I thought that was pretty far out. Derek, you got track one ready? Let's listen to how the Republicans went after him this week in the Intel committee.
Little pencil neck.
Wrong.
Adam Schiff.
That's the wrong one. That's the one.
That's worthwhile, though. Thank you.
I enjoy that one. Yeah, there's one farther down. It's got the congressman. I can't remember his name now. But that was perfect. A little pencil neck. Is that your track? Did you?
No. I think Derek did that just for you.
Now, when you find it, Derek, let me know. But the Republicans went. It was farther down in the article, I think. They went after him, and all 9 of them signed off, and they said, "Hey,
which is unprecedented."
Unprecedented
for have all the, and it's not a political move. It wasn't like a party solidarity. Those games don't normally get played. These guys have no confidence in this idiot to have sensitive material. He shouldn't even be on that committee.
But I'd like to see him prosecuted for leaks, because we know doggone well over the last two years, most of the leaks were coming from Adam Schiff.
Yeah, exactly.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's the guy.
And now he's the head of that committee.
Yeah,
the Intelligence Committee. And this is the guy that was coming out insisting he had evidence. And still repeats that he has evidence long after Mueller said there is no evidence.
Right. So Derek's got it ready. Go ahead and play that, Derek.
Both past and present are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee, which alone in the House of Representatives has the obligation and authority to provide effective oversight of the U.S. intelligence community. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee. Mr. Chairman, this letter is signed by all nine members of the Republican side of the House, of the committee, and I ask unanimous consent to be entered into the record of today's hearing. May you go back.
Without objection, I'm going to turn to our witnesses who are the subject of the hearing today, but before I do, and as you have chosen, instead of addressing the hearing to simply attack me, consistent with the President's attacks, I do want to respond in this way. My colleagues may think it's okay that the Russians offered dirt
on
a Democratic candidate for president as part of what was described as the Russian government's effort to help the Trump campaign. You might think that's okay. My colleagues might think it's okay that when that was offered to the son of the president, who had a pivotal role in the campaign, that the president's son did not call the FBI. He did not adamantly refuse that foreign help. No, instead, that son said that he would love the help of the Russians. You might think it's okay that he took that meeting. You might think it's okay that Paul Manafort, the campaign chair, someone with great experience in running campaigns, also took that meeting. You might think it's okay that the president's son-in-law also took that meeting. You might think it's okay that they concealed it from the public. You might think it's okay that their only disappointment after that meeting was that the dirt they received on Hillary Clinton wasn't better.
Okay, so you heard what he said.
Oh, there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Here's what Adam Schiff is saying. Donald Trump's son took a meeting with the Russians.
Trying to get dirt. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mr.
What kind
hypocrite,
of scumbag would do that? Huh? What kind of a scumbag would do that? Talk to Russians trying to get dirt.
That's exactly right. So, Mr. Schiff, knowing full well that you just said it's improper for you to be taking, for Donald Trump or anyone in his team to take a call from Russians looking for dirt, how about, Derek, you got track two. Let's go with track two and listen to Mr. Schiff when he talked to the Russians looking for dirt.
Hi. All right. I'm going to put Mr. Schiff on the phone, and then I guess are you going to transfer him to Mr. Parubi?
Yes, of course.
Great. Thank you.
Hi. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Schiff. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
I know that you work for investigation regarding Trump and Russian government.
Yes.
We know some important information about it.
And that is documented as well in materials you want to provide to us?
Yes. Could I explain you where we are?
Yes, of course. But, you know, again, I would just caution that our Russian friends may be listening to the conversation, so I wouldn't share anything over the phone that you don't want them to hear.
No, I don't think that it will impact on our investigation.
Yes. Well, please, go ahead then.
In November 2013, Mr. Trump visited Moscow. He visited a competition in Miss Universe, and there he met with Russian journalist and celebrity Ksenia Sobchak.
I'm sorry, can you explain that again? While he was in Moscow in November 2013, he met with a journalist and...
Well, she's poor journalist, but anyway, she became famous because of Putin is her godfather.
Okay, Putin is a godfather. Okay.
She's also known as a person who provides girls for escort for oligarchs, and she met with Trump and she brought him one our Russian girl, celebrity Olga Buzova, who also known as a person with a strange reputation.
Olga, and how do you spell her name?
Olga.
Okay.
Guilty.
That's real. Now, it ended up being that these two guys were pulling up a prank, a hoax on him. But He took the call.
Yeah.
Mr. Schiff, you took the call from Russians who you thought you could get dirt on Donald Trump from. You're a hypocrite.
Yeah.
You're a lying, no good human being because you're trying to hold somebody else accountable to the same thing that you already did as well.
Yeah.
So it's hypocritical. This is nonsense. Adam Schiff should be stepping down, and frankly, he needs to be prosecuted.
Be on trial.
He should be on trial.
Yes,
it should be him on trial.
Actually, he should be impeached from office. That's, you know, the ethics committee should be after him. Everybody and his brother ought to be after this guy on all kinds of grounds.
Yeah.
And Nancy Pelosi says I forget what the terms are. Basically, he's doing a great job.
He's doing a lousy job because he's a liar. It's that simple, a liar and a leaker, and he needs to be prosecuted. Now, listener Joanne has texted us and said, I believe Mueller took his time with the report to influence the November 2018 election. You think that's possible? That he dragged it out this long just to get through that 2018?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. I mean, you had nothing, and yet you waited another 6 months to let it go because you wanted to get through.
That's a good point. I hadn't heard that yet, but it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Great point, Joanne. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Yeah, you guys, and I ended up making the point that I was talking to Derek about making, about Schiff being, apparently Schiff believes in the exact same things. And I think the term you need to use and that we're looking for is the usual psychological projection.
Yes.
Democrats,
I think Schiff
always do this. They always are accusing everybody else of exactly what it is that they do.
Yeah, Schiff is he's a Russian agent. He's a pawn of the Russian government.
Honestly, if the Russians were attempting to divide America through this campaign
to destabilize
from 2015, 16, whatever, right through to today, you know who they're colluding with now?
Yeah.
Adam Schiff.
Yep.
Chuck Schumer.
Schwalbe.
Nancy Pelosi. They are still dividing and playing this Russian narrative, and the Russians are laughing all the way to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hurting us. This continuing beating of the dead horse is hurting us. It's hurting all of us. And it needs to stop. Adam Schiff and Rashida Tlaib right here in Detroit needs to stop with the impeachment crap and get on. Start working with Trump and bring home some projects to Detroit.
I'd like to see her get the FEC. I mean, she ran in Detroit while her home was in Dearborn. I mean, that's documented, and yet somehow she gets away with it. You know, a federal elections violation.
Yeah, the Democrats always get away with it.
The rules don't apply to Democrats. You know that.
What am I thinking? Yeah.
I hear you. What else you got, Joe?
That was it. Thanks a lot. I just thought I'd get in by the end of the show. Thanks. Take
care. Took you all show.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
It took you the whole show. We mentioned your name right at the very beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I put that line in his speech because, you know, Don and I talk constantly. I call him Don.
Okay.
We're on a first name basis. And I said, no matter what your speech writers say, don't let them take that bull pucky line out.
Right. Okay. All right. Take care, Joe. Great
take
call.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right, so the border crisis. Let's just stay on that for one last minute here. There is a border crisis.
Yeah.
The Border Patrol, and we didn't. It's too late to get to that dang track, but we're going to start with it next
week.
Well, it's going to be worse this next week. The Border Patrol, they're out of beds. They're out of space. They're released. And it's not the Border Patrol's fault that they're releasing these people.
It's the Democratic legislator.
It's a Democrat
and the
House.
Republicans who voted with them.
Yeah.
You know, we have a porous border. They're coming up. We're overwhelmed. Here you go. See you later. Bye. We're not even giving them paperwork to come back to courts.
Yeah, that's absolutely. There is a crisis, folks. Don't listen to the Democrats. This is a crisis. And I think the president needs to take every available means to secure the borders. That simple. All right, till next week, go to thedailydrift.com and support our advertisers at The Current, courantonline.com. See you next week.